Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Kathy Kosak.
Good morning.
Are you stocked up with plastic bags in line with the new law?
I'll tell you, I'm taking a look, and I definitely support saving the environment. And yet I don't realize how dependent I've become on those little plastic bags.
A lot of people are going to find that out today.
I have a feeling they are.
A law that a lot of people on Oahu have been waiting for goes into effect today. Bill 38CD2 bans most types of plastic bags in the city and county of Honolulu. But there are exceptions, and those exceptions are troubling to Suzanne Fraser, co-founder of Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii. She's here to talk about the lengthy effort it took to get us here and the potential effect of loopholes in the bill. And Suzanne, let's starting out. Thanks for coming in, first of all. But
you're welcome. Good morning.
Let's start out by sort of saying what does the bill do? What doesn't it do?
So the bill bans a couple of plastic bags and allows people to switch over to different types of plastic bags.
Thicker ones.
Right. There's three different loopholes. You can use a thicker plastic bag. You can use a compostable plastic bag. And there is no ban at all on plastic bags for prepared food, drinks, and bakery goods.
And so that, and which is a fair number of plastic bags by your reckoning.
Huge, yes.
Does that mean we're unlikely to see, you know, the place people are going to be looking for an impact is really kind of at the shoreline, right? Because that's where a lot of the mess accumulates, and of course it does all kinds of damage in the ocean.
That's right. Plastic bags are in the top 10 most littered items that are found at beach cleanups across the nation. And we find lots of plastic bags at our beach cleanups, and they're generally from when people come to the beach with their food and drinks. So that's not going to change with this plastic bag law.
How did it come out this? Other counties have stricter ordinances, is that right?
Yes, Honolulu is not only the last county to get a plastic bag ban, but has the weakest ban of all four counties. We have three loopholes, and the other counties have one or maybe two loopholes, but we've got the most loopholes.
How did this come about?
There was Bill 10 back 3 years ago that banned some plastic bags, but allowed for biodegradable plastic bags. And when we heard about that, we let the council know that those so-called biodegradable bags are really just a plastic bag. And so it took us a couple of years to convince them to go back and revisit that bill. And so Bill 38 happened last year, and that was going to ban all biodegradable bags and compostable bags. But at the last minute, they changed the bill and inserted that you could use compostable bags.
What's the how is a bag defined as biodegradable? What's the difference? You're saying they don't biodegrade very fast, is what you're telling
me. They don't biodegrade at all. 1% of the bag is starch. That part does biodegrade, but all of the plastic does not biodegrade. Plastic does not biodegrade.
So how do you get to be designated as a biodegradable plastic bag? How is that delineated?
Actually, the Federal Trade Commission is going after companies that are calling their bags biodegradable because they're not.
So you're a biodegradable plastic bag if your manufacturer says so? That seems like a pretty light, a pretty vague definition.
Actually, it's the manufacturers that the Federal Trade Commission's going after. Yeah. They've taken them to court for that.
But in terms of the law, as defined in this new law, a biodegradable bag is one that is designated as such?
Actually, now biodegradable bags are banned because Bill 38 did succeed in banning biodegradable bags, but they've now replaced that with allowing compostable plastic bags.
So what's the difference?
A compostable plastic bag will compost, but only in a high-heat commercial compost facility, of which we have none on this island. And unfortunately, if people see that word compostable written on there, they might think they could bury it in the sand or leave it in the park or litter it somewhere and it will compost. But the problem is that it takes 180 days in a high-heat commercial compost facility to break down, and in the natural environment, nobody knows how long it'll take, and it'll be definitely longer than 180 days.
What's going to replace the bags that everybody's gotten used to? carrying a bag with you in your car?
Look, that would be the best thing that everyone could do, is to bring their reusable bag wherever they go. But we've done a quick survey over the last couple of days, talking to stores about what they're replacing their bags with. And some of the stores are replacing with paper bags. Mm-hmm. I think I had some statistics here somewhere about how many percent. I think it was 44% have gone for paper bags. Mm-hmm. But a whole bunch of stores are replacing them with these 2.25 mil thick plastic bags.
So the thickness of the plastic is part of the issue, yeah?
Unfortunately, but they're calling these thick plastic bags, like this one right here, a reusable bag. Yeah, this is supposedly a reusable bag. But, you know, just because a bag is thick, or just because you reuse it a few more times, that doesn't make it a reusable bag. I mean, if this gets a hole in it, who's going to go and get needle and thread and sew it up? Or if it gets dirty, who's going to put it in the washing machine? I mean, this is just a plastic bag, and that's what it is. It's
and
a plastic
bag. And if it gets thrown away and ends up blown by the wind around on the beach, it's going to cause the same amount of damage, right?
Absolutely. I mean, plastic bags are plastic bags, thick or not thick, and they still float. They still will get ingested by sea turtles and other marine life, and they're still going to cause suffocation, blockages, starvation, and death. So really, this hasn't been effective, with some of the many stores changing over to still another plastic bag, you know.
Well, you know, Suzanne, this is something that we see from time to time, that a bill that people have lobbied for a great deal of time passes with exceptions and emendations, and then it ends up unsatisfactory to the people who lobbied for it. Mm-hmm. But once a bill is passed, there's a tendency, both on the part of government and the public, to say, hey, don't we already have a plastic bag bill?
Yes, so we heard a lot of that this year.
Is your task going to be more difficult to get the rest of what you want done?
It's way more difficult. It was hard enough to get anyone to look at the county level, to look at this again last year and do Bill 38. Mm-hmm. But now we're hearing from both the state and the county that they don't want to touch any more plastic bag bans. And that's pretty terrible, because we're way far away from getting a full plastic bag ban on checkout bags here.
I would think the ultimate indicator would be what you see when you go to the beach.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Well, you'll I assume keep working on this and doing what you can, yeah?
Yeah, and I think it's up to the public too, because we can't take this huge load on ourselves to convince these lawmakers that there's so much more to do. I think people can take lots of action. They can talk to their store about it and refuse those plastic bags. They can go talk to their council member and reps about it. They can call the Department of Environmental Services. Certainly that happened on another island and change was made. So it is possible with the public's help. And I want to thank all of those stores that have done the right thing and changed over to paper bags.
Well, you're going to stay on the case, Suzanne.
So definitely.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Suzanne Fraser is the co-founder of Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii. And you can learn more about her and her work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.